Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my babe.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Gary Harps, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, also the CEO and the founder of this of the Six Disciplines Corporation. Gary, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Just Six Disciplines, spelled out, S-I-X, .com. And right. The book's on Amazon.
All right, Amazon. So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. The subtitle is Building Small Businesses That Learn, Lead, and Last. It was written for you, small business owners. Six Disciplines for Excellence. All right, we're talking about planning as a way of life, not a means to an end, something we do every day. We wake up every day because planning is not just – the planning process, Gary, is not just forecasting. It's okay. You don't have to forecast every day, but you do need to either be forecasting or comparing plan versus actual every day, right? You should be checking up on your forecasts on the days that you're not forecasting. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I guess I would go even farther to say that just like a well-defined sales process has many steps in it and a lot of skill at each of those steps, the planning and execution management process is the same way. There are things you need to do right when you're building the plan. There are things you need to do right quarterly to review and revise the plan. There are things you need to do right monthly, and there's even weekly and even mm-hmm. daily things. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to think through what all those steps are, which my book does that. It outlines those steps. And you can even go farther. We like to say it's a three-legged stool. The methodology or the process needs to be well-defined. It's nice to have some software that sort of automates and streamlines right. it, and it's great to have a coach that can, from the outside, come in and sort of look at how you're executing that.
I'll tell you what, folks, I don't do that anymore. I know, Gary, that's what you do, but it's what I used to do, and I'm telling you, folks, you can. I write for a living, Gary. I can't edit my own stuff. Now I go back and I edit it pretty good before I give it to somebody else. But they find things that I don't see because I made it, I created it, and I don't see stuff. And if you're running your own business, even you and your people inside your business, inside your four walls, you can't see things that you need to see, and you need help with that from outside, don't you?
Yeah, that's profound. C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite authors, said it this way. He says, a fish is the last to discover water. And, yeah, we're all swimming in our own pool, and we can't see what we don't know. And so somebody outside really helps.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Gary. I mean, your book would go a long way. I know that you help a lot of companies, but there are people out there who will help you with this that don't cost anything. The Score, I hope you don't mind me mentioning the folks.
Oh,
the Score folks. You know, they're Score volunteers that will help you for free. There are people at the small business development centers who will help you for free. I mean, you just need another pair of eyes.
Depending on the size of the organization, we even train people from one department help somebody in another, just so it's outside of the unit, you know, so it doesn't have to always
outside
be outside
of that team's four walls, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And at the CEO level, it needs to be outside the company.
But the planning culture has to emanate, has to originate, has to be supported and championed by the top of the organization, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the way we talk about it, that you ask any CEO and say, do you need a good sales process? Absolutely. Do you have a process for building your product? Absolutely. Well, do you have a process for building your business? No, they don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. And it's a process just like everything else, and it takes a lot of skill to understand all the steps and put them together. And the faster you're growing, the more temptation there is to say, well, I don't need it. but you've got a train wreck coming because right. growth means complexity.
And this is what I'm trying to get small business owners to understand. They need to, every year, they need to do a little bit less managing and a little bit more executive thinking. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you.
Fire yourself from some little management job, promote yourself to another job only you can do, and start thinking like a CEO. Gary, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
I will do that. Thank you, Jim, very much.
SixDisciplines.com, right?
Yes, sir.
So check it out, folks. Just Six Disciplines for Excellence is his book. Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.